All right, has everyone clapped?
Yeah, record and do your little clap. And I'm British apparently now.
Was that you being British?
Yeah, that's not how I actually sound.
I can do a British accent.
Record and do your little clap.
Record me do a little clap. I've already done my clap.
Record me doing my little clap.
You're like trying to sound like Essex. Like
yeah, you're like really Essex.
Yeah.
Do my little clap.
Yeah, like yeah. Go with my girls. No.
All no. Right. No, you lost it. Right.
Yeah.
How come? How come? How come I can't achieve?
How come I can't achieve?
I'm rolling up my sleeves.
I'm rolling up my sleeves.
Oh, baby, I believe these guests can help. Cause I can't do it by myself. I wanna just...
Before we get started, big shout out today to Helix Sleep. Take their 2-minute sleep quiz and they'll match you to a mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life. Find your perfect mattress at helixsleep.com/howcome. Also, thanks to Dame Products for supporting How Come. Dame is a women-founded company making toys for sex. For 15% off your first order, go to dameproducts.com/howcome.
Yeah.
How would everybody like to be introduced?
Just fucking Lidge.
What you mean? Like name, pronouns?
Full name that you'd like me to say, or if you don't want full name, it could just be first name.
Everyone already knows my full name.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I'm saying Gabrielle because I don't know. People with my last name is like a thing.
Yeah.
Like if you can say it right, then you could say it.
Wait, Chichester?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Before we start, Rim, yes. You saying my name is still my text tone. Every time I get a text, aww, it's you saying
Robin
my name.
Kennedy.
Literally. I had to like crop out Pam's name and then crop out Roxy's name after just to get mine. And it's like Pamela Goldberg, Robin Kennedy. And you like really spiked. It's great.
I can't believe you guys were in the same announcement too.
Yeah, Pam, me, and Roxy.
All joined the Patreon at the same time and got the same thank you shout out. I have to start doing those again.
So we're all like,
Roxy yeah. rules.
She does. Her cats are the best.
Does she have good cats?
She does. She's got another one called Forest.
Aww. Okay. I'm nervous, you guys, but I'm excited. Are you nervous?
I'm just really worried I'm going to have a coughing fit halfway through and like chunny on the floor. I mean, throw up on the floor because that's what? Kiwi word.
Chunny?
Yeah.
Chunny. Oh my God. Wait. Okay. We'll talk about this. But speaking of chunny, I threw up in my mask on the plane ride over here.
No.
Rim.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah.
That is not ideal.
I know. We were landing and I never get up when the seatbelt sign is not on. Or you know what I mean? Like when it's not allowed because I'm like a loser.
Right.
And so like I like threw up in my mouth and I was like, I can handle this. I'll just swallow it. And I did it like twice. And then I finally was like, this is disgusting. And I just like threw up in my mask and had to run back.
You know, they have like vomit bags in this.
They didn't.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe it's like
that's right.
COVID thing that they wouldn't want you throwing up around other people.
But if you get
so
sick on
not
planes.
Not having bags is going to stop you from throwing up.
I don't.
No. That sounds like Trump's. If we test less people, there'll be less cases. If we don't give you vomit
I don't
bags,
know,
you're
you
not
guys.
Throw up.
I don't work for Alaska Air. I just use them to get here, and I throw up in my mask on the way. But you guys, hello. This is me,
hello.
Remy Casimir, coming to you from my nanny's apartment, which I guess is my apartment now. In New York City. I am not proud of this travel, but Grace has been being taken care of my friend for like 4 months and she can't do it anymore. It's not fair to have her keep Ubering back and forth from her house to here to just, I mean, not just feed a cat. She's a glorious cat. But yeah, she wants to be able to go at least somewhere else for the summer or quarantine, wherever she wants. You know, it's not fair. So Ben and I came back. We initially were going to drive back across the country, but then we got in that car accident and his car is still in the shop. So we flew. I am not saying to fly, don't fly. I am very embarrassed by myself. Coming home for my cat during a pandemic is the whitest thing I've ever done. I can truly say that, but here And this week is going to be really fun because we are talking to two How Come team members. One of them you might already be familiar with. She writes your polls. She's got my same initials. She's from New Zealand. You guys, welcome the wonderful, legendary Robin Kennedy.
Hello. Oh, God, that sounded so Kiwi.
Hello. How are you, Rob?
Oh, shattered. Fast asleep. You know, going through it. Living through the pandemic, but surviving.
Yeah. Why do we ask how are you anymore? But honestly, like, I kind of ask because I'd like an honest response.
Well, it's tough. That's the truth. Life is tough.
Yeah. And coming all the way from Israel, you guys don't know him yet, but you're about to. He is so cool. He also started as a companion. Now he is doing research and producing How Come. You guys, welcome Gavriel Chichester.
Hey. What's good?
Excited to have you here.
I'm excited to be here.
We had initially planned on having a different type of episode, but I think this is going to be a good one because we're doing companion submitted questions and getting to know you guys a little bit more and also getting to know our team a little bit more. So, Gavriel, would you like to give a little introduction about yourself and how you're going to be able to help our sweet companions as well?
Sure. I still sort of feel like I'm talking to a celebrity because
hilarious
low-key
hilarious okay cool but, I feel like you're a celebrity to me.
Thank you. So I live in Israel. And I am from the States originally, moved here
Maryland.
From New York City. gang, you know, DC, Maryland, shout out to the DMV. I moved here from Brooklyn. Shout out Crown Heights. Yeah, so I'm a sexual wellness educator.
Yep.
And yeah, I work one-on-one with folks to basically work on challenges they might be having in their sexual lives, with their sexual identity, with partners, with themselves. And yeah, now I'm producing this podcast, which is so funny to me.
Like Robin, a longtime listener, longtime fan, was reaching out, also a member of the Loyal 42 of Remy's Comedy Club. And like, I've always said those are the best people, the people who like the comedy and the sexual wellness education. But Gavriel and I were talking and he pointed out, he's like, I miss the facts. Like, and like the research and the Charlotte element, and like, who doesn't miss Charlotte? Like, I am crazy.
I miss her.
Without fact, she comes on every so often now, but she's in business school. She's not going to be able to devote the time and
she's
the meticulous effort that she would want to. And so
she's booked and busy.
And so we're lucky to be able to have really supportive members of our community who swoop in and go, hey, Rem, maybe a little more research. Happy to lend a hand. And so now we have Gabrielle.
Yay. Yeah, I'm so excited.
So we asked you, ask us anything, ask the team anything, ask whatever questions about sex, love, life, whatever. And here are the things that you asked. So, Rob, you separated these into categories, correct?
I did. So I'll just go through and we can just answer as many as we can. So the first one.
Sex and sex tribe.
Yes.
First category is.
Sex and sex
tribe. Oh, I feel like we're at a ball. The category is sex and sex drive.
Okay. Do you know anything about having sex while pregnant?
Ooh. Sex while pregnant.
Yeah, I feel like that's kind of like a question lots of people have.
A lot. Yeah.
Not that I've ever been pregnant, nor could I ever be pregnant, but I do know a thing or two about having sex while pregnant. I'm a yoga teacher, and sometimes I work with prenatal women, and that is super fun. And it's sort of the same principle. Yes, it's perfectly fine and normal to have sex while you're pregnant. In fact, you'll probably even be wanting to have sex more because of your heightened hormone levels and things like that. The short answer to this is basically, as long as you are not having a high-risk pregnancy for whatever reason, sex should be fine. Unless your physician has specifically told you not to have sex, then you're fine to have sex. You will start to realize, obviously, as you progress in your pregnancy, that certain things are going to become uncomfortable, obviously. So the rule for pregnancy is, if it feels good and it doesn't hurt and it's not putting you at risk, then it's all good. You're not going to hurt the baby.
And you don't mind your baby having dimples. No, that's a myth. Everybody thinks the baby's going to poke in the face, get a little dimple.
Not true, not true. But yes, your body is intelligent. The cervix is closed. You're not going to hurt the baby. If anything, you need that strength training for labor, honestly.
Also, I feel like a lot of people, like, still just when you hear the word sex, you're thinking, like, penis and vagina intercourse. Like, how much sex does not require insertion?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
You know, like, masturbating constantly. I intend to if I'm ever pregnant.
I imagine that would be, like, harder over your belly, you know?
I mean, you can get into, like, a little happy baby pose.
Ooh. Get creative. Right? That's the other thing about having sex while pregnant, right? You get creative.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't have to just be P&V penetrative. Mm-hmm. Like, there are so many other things you can do. And
anal.
It's safe.
Anal.
Exactly. Mm. Okay, so keeping with the sex and sex drive, there are a lot of questions regarding libidos and mismatched libidos. So this one is... partner is asexual. I have a crazy libido, but don't want to split up from my partner. She's the best help.
Oh, so, that's really... Yeah.
Love.
I know somebody who was in that exact same predicament about 2 years ago. And he was like, I've been with my girlfriend for such a long time. I love her, but she's asexual. And, like, I'm having a really tough time. I will obviously let you respond to this too. But what I told him, I was like, okay, well, this needs a conversation because you have to see what will make her happy, what will make you happy, and what will make you both uncomfortable. So does her being in the room while you masturbate, does that make you guys comfortable? Does you having an open relationship make her uncomfortable? Or is that something that she would see as like, no, this is not an area that I'm trying to explore. So, but I understand that you need to.
Gabrielle, I think it just needs a lot of conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you hit the nail on the head. I think my first question would have been like, did you know, or did she know that she was asexual before you got into a relationship? And like, if so, was there communication around that? Like, what the dynamic of the relationship would look like? But no, Remy, you hit it on the head. You just have to talk about what makes you comfortable, what works for both of you.
But even, like, if she hadn't told him, like, I think it's fine because she could be telling him with other cues, you know? Like, they've had 6 dates and they haven't...
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
and that's... It's just telling you... Like at one point, oh, I'm slower. And then it's like, no, I don't really like, we need to have an asexual episode.
For sure.
I feel like growing up, a lot of us heard about asexuality just in relation to plants.
Yeah. Also, I think it's important to say to people, because some people I'm sure might be wondering, well, if she's asexual, why is she in a relationship?
She still likes people and she loves
love. Yeah. So this is the thing, right? So, but a lot of people don't know this, right? That like, asexual people can still experience romantic attraction. Some of them don't, some of them do.
And everybody's different.
Right. And so maybe she experiences romantic attraction and doesn't want the sex part, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's just a conversation that you have to have at one point or another in the relationship and figure it all out.
Yeah, it's not sustainable without a conversation.
Yeah. But also I think saying like, well, why would she want a relationship? It's like, would she not want friendships too? Like, yeah, there's more there. When people say that a relationship is just about sex, I'm like, no, that's a sexual relationship.
Yeah,
you know, but like, there are so many other things that I would assume I brought to the table and my partner brought to the table than just sex.
Than just sex, yeah. Like, that's just like a
companionship and support and a similar interests and you know, like, you know, all that stuff.
All the things.
All the things.
Going on with the libido, there's the other one. I'm having a moment. Just give me a second. I've got cramp in my calf and I can't move my leg.
Oh no, you have a Charlie horse.
Oh no.
Oh jeepers, that really came out of nowhere. Okay, right. Sticking with the libido, there's another one that is it okay to experience zero libidos after months of sexual inactivity? Months of sexual inactivity.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
isn't that the point? No, I'm just kidding.
No, but I mean, low libido, low sex drive can be caused by like any number of things, right? So like if you're stressed in your normal life, right? That's obviously going to bleed over into your sexual life, your relationship, your professional life, your friendships. So if you're going through something like depression, anxiety, anything like this that could be affecting your sex drive, it could also be hormonal. If you feel like it might be, sorry, someone's opening the door. if you feel like it might be hormonal, I would definitely like suggest talking to your physician, checking that out. I have to do all of that again.
No worries.
I'm going to close it, actually.
I'll do my answer, too, though.
Okay, great.
I think it is A-okay. I mean, like, if you don't have a problem with it, everything's okay. Like, what do you mean, is it okay? Like, no, is anyone going to judge you for it? I hope not.
And if they do, like...
Like, what? Why are you asking how much I'm masturbating and fucking? Like, go worry about yourself. But also, like, you know, it's only not okay if it's not okay for you. If you're
Exactly.
Oh, fuck, like, I have no libido and I'm mad about it, then maybe there's a reason and we can look into those things.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. But if you're fine with it...
If it's not driving you crazy, then it doesn't need to be worried about.
A lot of clergymen strive to have no libido.
Yeah.
You know? Like, if that's what you're trying to do, if somebody wants to be celibate and you want no libido... That's great.
But if you want a libido then that's a whole different story.
Then, Gavrielle, what are the things that might be going on?
So, look at the state of your mental health, honestly. Mm-hmm. What's going on around you? Are you super stressed at work? Are you having stress in your relationship? Are you going through depression? Any sort of thing like that. Often people experience low libido during grieving. Mm-hmm. As well, it could be any number of things, and like I said, you know, it could also be something related to your hormones, right? If you feel like something is off in your body, or you know you're not having any sort of mental health challenges at the moment, then like it's worth checking in with a physician again if it's bothering you enough that you want to talk to someone.
Yeah, if it's not, then just enjoy all your free time and read some books.
Yeah, exactly. Honestly, do something else.
My libido always keeps me from being productive.
Yes.
Oh my God. This morning I just went through so I'm really happy to be reunited with all of my toys here. But they're all dead. And so Christmas going through no.
Just charge them all up. Get them ready to go.
I would love to get rid of my libido, but
hate to see it.
I don't know. I think we answered that one. I think that's pretty good.
Yeah. I reckon. Do we want to stick with the sex and sex drive or change it up a little bit?
Let's keep going.
All right. So the next one is, as a guy, I often have trouble finishing. I think it might be because of stress, but I have plenty of drive. So that's sort of got the libido, got the stress.
I just wrote an article about this.
Oh, okay. True tea.
Last week.
Amazing.
Tell us.
Yes. So I also had and sometimes still have the same problem. actually. And what it's most likely related to is performance anxiety. Performance anxiety is basically all the pressure that we put on ourselves, whether it be consciously or subconsciously, about how we're supposed to be in bed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is all bullshit, by the way. and all these ideas about pleasing our partner, our self-image, right? And so when you have performance anxiety, particularly in people who have a penis, it can look a couple different ways. So you might be having trouble getting an erection because of your performance anxiety. You might have delayed ejaculation, which is what this is called, not being able to ejaculate. Mm-hmm. Or having trouble ejaculating, or you might even have premature ejaculation, meaning you are ejaculating faster than you'd like to be. And a lot of that is related to being like really in our heads and not in our bodies. I can definitely mm-hmm. speak for myself. Some of the things that I do to help cope with performance anxiety, focusing on the senses. So if it's not getting up or you're not mm-hmm. ejaculating, do something else. Really hone in on your breath, mm-hmm. feeling your breath in the body, feeling the touch, the taste, the smells of sex, and just focus on that. Things will work as they need to. Also, just improving your relationship with yourself. What are you doing to get in your body outside of sex? You know, are you exercising, dancing, doing yoga? Like, how are you feeling your body and your sensuality even when it's not coming to bed? And that mm-hmm. will help you when you are having sex be more in your body as well. And then also mm-hmm. just speaking kind words to yourself, honestly.
Yeah, like, being sweet.
Be nice enough. To yourself. It's okay. You're trying.
Also, like, it's not all about ejaculating. Like, it's not all about orgasm. Also, and it's important to say that ejaculation and orgasm are not the same thing. They usually happen around the same time, sure, but they're not the same thing. So for myself, I know, like, when I'm having this issue, I usually have multiple orgasms still, even if I don't ejaculate.
Oh,
so that doesn't mean that the sex is bad.
Mm. Yeah. You just don't have the Elmer's glue at the end, which who needs it?
Exactly.
It's a little bit cleaner and less sticky.
If we're not trying to make something, who needs it?
Right. True. It's not all about that. It is nice to ejaculate, but it's not all about that.
I just want to see you quiver.
That still happens whether you ejaculate
just
or not.
Just quiver. No, but like literally it's interesting from the guy perspective because it's like you have this proof of concept that you finished, but it's not actually true. Like I really didn't understand the disconnect between orgasm and ejaculation until I think it was like Alex on the third episode when he was like, yeah, I used to orgasm, but not come. And I was like, what?
I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
You can also come without orgasming.
Yeah. Too. Well, a lot of women write in or vulva owners write in and they're like, oh yeah, I squirted with a toy or whatever, but like, I don't think I came. And it's like, exactly. Okay, cool. But like, you'll get there.
Right. Right. Yeah. A lot of it's like, again, a lot of it's mental block and getting out of the mind into the body. If you know that you can do it by yourself on your own, like when you're masturbating and like, you know that you only have trouble when it's with a partner, then it's usually something
like
psychological.
Like the little engine that could. It's like, I think exactly. I can. But it's like, I know I can. I have done this.
Yeah. But don't obsess over it, because once you start obsessing over it, then that's where the anxiety comes in.
Well, that's the other thing too, is that people always told me, they were like, don't think about coming. They were like, just focus on the fun shit that's happening.
And what you're actually doing.
Yeah.
We got a minute.
Okay, let's cut it then.
Leave and come back on the same link.
Yeah. Yeah.
Solid.
Can you hear me?
Oh my God, you guys. Do you know who that is?
Ooh, it's Charlotte. And she's here.
Do you hear how clear her voice is? A, because her polyps are gone.
Yeah.
And B, because we're both in Nanny's house.
We are in Nanny's house.
Sitting 6 feet apart.
Because I won't go near her after being on a plane.
Very smart.
No one needs to hear me sing. I'm sorry. Just because I got my throat fixed does not mean I'm a singer.
I think it's a beautiful singing voice you have.
Thank you.
Didn't you do soprano and alto?
No, just high alto.
Just high alto? Okay, sorry. That was me.
Look at you. I could have done it, you bitch.
What is that song?
I don't know.
Look at you.
It just came to me.
It sounds like Frozen 2.
You know, I never saw it.
It's very bad.
I remember that song, though.
Very bad.
It was like a wannabe Let It Go, but it didn't make it. Anyhow.
Yeah, anyhow. So Charlotte's here. We've just had a nice little sisterling catch up. She wasn't here when we recorded the episode yesterday, but I thought I'd give you guys like a little visit with her.
Little taste.
And that we could talk about some of our favorite things. Obviously, you know, I'm not just back in New York. I am reunited with my Helix Sleep mattress.
Thank goodness. I've been talking about Helix so much lately, actually.
Really?
Yeah. I also don't have a Helix where I've been quarantined.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been...
at our parents.
Horrendous sleeps. Yeah. I'm sweaty. I feel... It's both hard and too soft. Mm. I don't even know how to describe this stupid bed. I miss my Helix. I miss the, like...
This is usually how the goes, like me and Oregon being like, I miss my Helix.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, of course. And I keep, we have these old beds also at home. Mm-hmm. And I keep trying to tell everybody in the home that we need to buy new mattresses. And Helix is just
the most amazing mattresses in the entire world. I was talking about that day that I fell asleep on your bed. And that was when I fell in love.
Everything changed.
So, you guys, Helix Sleep has a quiz that takes just 2 minutes to complete and matches your body type and sleep preference to the perfect mattress for you.
Yeah, so like every time I tell mom to get a Helix, she's like, well, what makes them so great? That's what she sounds like, by the way. Yeah.
When are you coming home? What makes the mattress so great?
But it's insane. And I keep describing, I'm like, Helix, okay, it has a quiz. It takes only 2 minutes to complete. It matches your body type and sleep preferences to the perfect mattress for you. It's not even just soft or firm, which it does. It's whether you sleep on your side or your back or your stomach. Do you sleep hot? With Helix, like, there's literally a specific mattress for each and every person's body.
And splits them down the middle in case you share a bed with somebody with different preferences.
Yeah, like, what? That's so cool. I can't even deal with it. But they also, and I love this little fact, but like they design their mattresses with sex in mind.
Yep.
And they're all hybrid, so they have both foam and spring in them.
I'm hoping a bang.
He's like, you better be ready if you're getting on a Helix.
I'm hoping a bang.
Just having springs.
And foam.
Yeah, rather than just foam, because it keeps you sinking in too much, but it also gives you like that good bouncy time.
Mm-hmm. That good bounce.
Yeah, so the springs also are really quiet and they won't sag. Even, you know, during the non-sleep activities.
Do you remember after you did the quiz, which mattress you were matched with?
Not off the top of my head, but I saved it because I sent it to you, I think.
Was it the Helix Sleep Midnight? Because that's what mine is. Oh my God, you guys hear that crinkling in the background? That's Grace eating plastic.
You should take that away from her.
No, she just likes to chew.
But she doesn't.
It's not like, no, it's too big for her to swallow.
Okay. That's what she said.
Hey.
Please don't swallow my penis. Please. Oh boy. Yeah, no, I don't know if that had come out yet. I got it a long time ago.
Yeah, that's this thing, is they're always making new no, that's not the thing.
No, but like, you also, I don't know why I'm saying like so much. I'm just getting excited about Helix, and you don't have to take my word for it. They were awarded number one best overall mattress pick of 2019 and 2020 by GQ and Wired.
True.
Insane.
Yeah. I took the Helix Sleep. No, that's not what it's called. Yeah, so I have had the best time being back here. I've only been back for 2 nights, and I sleep like a rock. I have my computer with fucking Fuller House on it, and I just pass.
You still watch that?
I am still watching it.
Wow.
Yeah, it's perfect to fall asleep to because, like, I don't care about it.
Fuller, to be clear.
To be clear, yes. The remake. I highly recommend it. But yeah, you guys, if you want a Helix Sleep mattress and have the best sleep of your life, Just go to helixsleep.com/howcome, take their 2-minute sleep quiz, and they'll match you to a customized mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life. They have a 10-year warranty, and you get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. They'll even pick it up for you if you don't love it, but you will. Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners at helixsleep.com/howcome. That's Helix, H-E-L-I-X, sleep.com/howcome for up to $200 off.
That's wild.
Wild.
That's even better than last season.
I know.
I'm going to need more mattresses and more pillows.
Supportive of the podcast and our bodies.
I love them
night.
So much.
I love them so much.
Well, it was really great being here.
Charlotte, it was so great to have you here, and I hope we will see you very, very soon. And now, I'm going to tell the companions about Dame products.
I always love talking about Dame because it is a sex toy company founded by vulva owners, woman-owned, making the next generation of vulva-tested, vulva-approved vibrators. Like, I can't think of how many companies were just making, like, straight up just dildos, because it was guys and people with penises deciding, you know, what would pleasure a vulva. And that's not going to be as accurate as some people who actually have vulvas. And I love Dame and what they stand for. And their toys are amazing. And they were founded by a sex educator and an engineering whiz. Alex Fine, if you guys remember, is the sex educator. She was on an episode last season. And they developed toys with the help of real humans and couples like you. All of Dame's vibrators and accessories are made with medical grade silicone, which I feel like a lot of companies used to not even think about the materials that were made. And if they were like safe for your body, these are safe for your body. Dame products have earned glowing press from the New York Times, W Magazine, and many, many more. They're engineered to bring your solo and coupled play to new heights. Like, yes, you can think of vibrators and sex toys as just solo stuff, but a lot of Dame stuff is intended for couples. A lot of vulva owners are like, how can I come during penetration? They have a toy called Eva. It kind of looks like a little bug with legs, but it's like tiny. And then it like goes in and it sits on your clit and it vibrates, and you can have insertion at the same exact time, no hands, like literally look ma, no hands, maybe not look ma, like don't, like we're having sex. You don't need to watch me, mom. But like that, I think, is one of the number one questions we get is like, how do I have orgasms while doing penetration? And it's like, well, you have to be stimulating the thing that gets you off. And for most vulva owners, just straight up penetration doesn't work. So to have something like Eva and Eva 2 that can just sit in you, makes it really, really fun. I've tried it. My favorite current toy of theirs is Kip. I like just received it, I think like 2 months ago in Portland, or maybe 4, I don't know. We've become very good friends. And it's like flat. It looks like a lipstick, but with like a flat surface. And I didn't realize that there were any vibrators with flat surfaces. And I feel like that is much more for me than any other vibrators that I've tried so far. So whether you're in a couple looking for an extra boost where it matters, or on a journey of self-exploration, or you just want a new toy, Dame vibrators will earn a spot on your nightstand, and you'll love them. And all of their chargers are so easy. I just love this company. And the best part is Dame offers hassle-free returns within 60 days. So your satisfaction is literally guaranteed. So for 15% off your first order, go to dameproducts.com/howcome. That is dameproducts.com/howcome, 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 dameproducts.com/howcome for 15% off your order. Oh my God. Okay. Well, that was really fun having Charlotte stop by and say hello. I think she's jealous because she hasn't received a Dame product, but maybe I'll like send her one. And yeah, let's get back to the episode. And maybe now that I'm in New York, maybe Charlotte should do more episodes. I don't know. If she's free, she's a busy girl, but oh, we love her so much. Okay. Back to the episode.
We good?
Okay, hard. Yes.
Hard. Don't pronounce the R so much.
I know, but hard. I can't
You can say hard with your accent, but if you're trying to say hard with my accent, you don't say that R. We're not a pirate. Hard.
Do you know what hard means? Hard.
Yeah, I told him
Gabrielle,
yesterday.
Do you know what? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Okay, hard. Okay.
No one else does.
Next.
Apart from my country.
It means I agree.
Okay, Robin.
Okay, hard. Next question.
Is it non-consensual when you do something voluntarily for someone, but you aren't 100% into it?
So this is a really good question.
Yeah.
Because I think this is a question
I think a lot of people
have kind
can
of asked ourselves.
Yeah.
A lot of
point.
People can relate.
Yeah.
And so the technical answer, right, is if you're like consenting to something and it's not like an imbalance of power or something like that, then like it is consensual. But like what we, the kind of sex we want to be having is sex with enthusiastic consent.
Exactly. Where, right? Like there should be no coercion.
Right.
You know, like, I mean, because, and this is so tough because it's what boys were taught is that no doesn't mean no. It means try harder.
Right.
Or not necessarily just boys. Like our culture is like, it's very like, ooh, like cat and mouse, you know, like we're not supposed to want it. So we're supposed to say no or whatever.
Yeah.
And then it gets very wishy-washy when like you are saying no to something, but then you're like, well, I could just say yes.
Yeah, exactly.
And those moments, like I've had those moments where a guy has been trying and trying and trying and just to make him stop, I've been like, okay,
fine.
You can have sex with me for like 4 minutes. Like, I know it'll be only 4 minutes.
Yeah, hard.
You know,
it happens to everyone, but, and that's like the fucked up thing.
But it's fucked up. And like, I would never say, well, I don't know if I would never say, but I don't think I would ever call that man out and go, he assaulted me, you know, because I don't,
right.
I don't know if he knew the extent. And I guess,
but like by definition, that is considered like a form
consent
of assault in a way. Like, but the line is like a little bit blurry when it comes to consent, but not enthusiastic.
Yeah,
it is. I think when people are thinking about like something that's like reportable.
Mm.
Like most places, you have to like be able to kind of. Well, first of all,
I should say
the systems for which we have to prove sexual assault are fucked up anyway.
It's fucked up, yeah.
And
yes.
Based on misogyny, etc.
Yeah.
And
that people just don't like. They want to protect that. Like some people are like,
right.
Be cool.
Yeah.
And it's like what?
But you're right. It is a blurry line. But the way that you like. Keep it from being a blurry line is looking for enthusiastic consent,
mm-hmm.
right? Like you can also, I think a lot of people are afraid that, you know, asking permission for things during sex is going to be clunky or mm-hmm. awkward,
yeah.
But you can make it sexy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, yeah. It takes practice, but like a lot of things that we're doing these days are going to take practice and unlearning because the way that we were all constructed was a little fakakta, like
right.
truly. And like
that's how culture shifts.
I also think, and it'll be growing pains and it'll be uncomfortable. Like we're uncomfortable right now because that's where growth happens. Like
yeah.
literally.
Exactly.
But like it also after you've had those encounters, what's the conversation like? I know we like are always talking about conversation, but like if I had said to that guy, hey, I really didn't want to have sex with you last night, I think that that guy would have been like, I am so sorry.
Yeah.
Like I think that that personal guy in my experience, I think he genuinely was a really good guy. He maybe had like different game or whatever. But if the response is, but you wanted it, or whatever. It's like,
yeah.
Well, no, I'm telling you that I didn't, you know, like, and I'm not accusing you right now. I'm having an afterthought, you know, and I've had friends who have been assaulted by people and then they've brought it up the next day and they've said, I really didn't feel comfortable with that. And then the answer was what,
yeah.
you know, like, and gaslighting. Mm. And that's the difference, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think
it's so blurry. It's, like, so fuzzy. And
because there's a difference between a yes and, like, a yes. Like,
I guess so. Like no one wants to do anything with an I guess so, or you shouldn't want to
do anything. You shouldn't want to do anything with an I guess so.
Yeah.
And I think that those conversations can actually, like, really improve relationships. You know, like, imagine if I had, I never saw that guy again, because after I realized it, I was like, I feel like I kind of assaulted myself, and I don't like that he was the person involved in that. And I don't want to be around it anymore. Like, I just separated myself. I wasn't trying to have the conversation I should have, just so that, like, campfire rule for the next girl, he didn't do that. Campfire rule for himself, he didn't do that. You know, like, I think we really liked each other and we could have had, like, a nice relationship, but I was, like really put off by it. And if I had gone back, if the conversation was like, oh my God, I would like to take things so much slower with you then, you know? It could everything could have been fixed. So it's on me for not saying anything. It's on him for doing it in the first place. It's on our whole society for saying that that's okay. But, like, we're learning new things every day. Like,
yeah, we, you know, don't that tweet know that's like everything.
Normalize changing your opinion when you learn new facts. Like,
preach.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't be like, oh, but in high school, yeah, I know you probably did fucked up shit in high school, but are you trying to defend that shit, or are you trying to be better forward?
Right. Literally. That's what that grinds my gears so much, when people are like, oh, but, like, it used to be okay, or I used to do that, right. Or it used to be like,
why are we so married to, why are we so married to ideologies?
It's crazy. Why are we stuck in the past? Like, don't we want to grow and have, like, a better future?
I mean, guys started getting the most pissed when we told them you can't call bad stuff gay anymore. They were like, but I want to! We've been doing it since sixth grade!
Oh my God, do you remember those commercials?
No.
Where, no. Yeah, there was the... what did they say? They were like, when you say that's so gay, do you mean what you say? Do you remember the
Oh, yes. I thought you meant there was, like, a commercial that was like, Snickers, that's gay. Get a crunch bar.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, damn.
No.
Intense.
No, it was like with, like, Hillary Duff and, like, other, like, the height of the 2000s celebrities.
No, but I want to find it.
Do you mean what you say? And then, like, the Disney Channel ears. That's
right.
Exactly. Doom.
Okay. So yeah, and also, if you're, like, feeling that you're in one of those situations, you can speak up and be like, I don't think I'm fully into this yet.
And you can also change your mind.
What's a better way to say that? Because yet kind of also, like, is like, I might get, and you might, that's what's fucked up too. I don't know what to do.
I think a better way to say it is, I'm not into this right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, can we, like, pump the brakes?
Because you might never
be
into it, or you might be into it an hour from now, or never. Yeah. You know, like.
Or alternatively, you could start out being, like, into it, and then be like, "Shit, actually, I'm not keen on this. Like, I don't want to do this." Change your mind. Yes.
And
say
that is 100% valid.
That is 100% valid. Like, sometimes you don't know if the sex is going to be scary.
Yeah.
You could be having a wonderful makeup. And it doesn't even have to be scary, or it could be uncomfortable. It could be something that you just don't like. And you did not know that was going to happen going in. And that's okay. Once they're inside you, it doesn't mean, like, I live here now, I have citizenship. It's like, no, I haven't even given you a green card.
Literally.
Like,
yeah.
I want a green card. No.
I know.
But, like, you can change your mind.
You guys, stop
through.
Going to Canada and getting them sick. It's not nice.
Did you see that there was, like, some Canadian minister in the government, I mean, mm-hmm. who was, like, proposing extending asylum to African Americans in Canada?
Interesting.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
What do you think of that?
Yeah. I would like my family to go to Canada.
So I think that that's like very gracious and amazing. And it's one of the things that like, I feel like a lot of people have been like saying to certain people, it's not your fight. It's not, you know, your responsibility or whatever. And like, as Jewish people, we know that people who it wasn't their fight took us in and right. took care of us. So, I mean, yeah, we don't really treat black people properly in this country.
Yeah. Oh, I think Ethiopia, by the way, I should say that that was like something proposed. It's not law or anything. Okay. But I do sort of remember a few years ago reading something about like Ethiopia banning the United, because there's a lot of Ethiopian adoptees in mm-hmm. the United States. Mm-hmm. And I think Ethiopia stopped letting Americans adopt their citizens because they were like, that place is dangerous for black people.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that our quotas increased a couple of years ago around about something time, like the time that that stuff was going down. Like they were allowing more to be adopted into like our country and stuff because the US is the US.
Trash.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I want to say that like I have friends in Canada who are like, yes, we are definitely less racist against black people, but when it comes to indigenous people, they really treat them like shit. And so it's not like it's racist. I don't think there's any country where racism is not.
There's not
an issue.
There's not.
Does that mean it's unsolvable? No. And if you are arguing that point, then you are anti-progress.
Moving on.
Back to sex.
Oh, I love this question.
The last one.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there a way to prevent queefing?
No.
No, there's not a way to prevent queefing.
And it doesn't matter.
Honestly, some guys are people who have sex with people who have vaginas are into that sometimes, you know. Honestly, all a queef is when air escapes your vagina. And it's not a fart. You don't have digestive gases in there. It doesn't smell.
Mm-hmm. It's just air leaving your vagina. Like,
and it's like a compliment. Yeah. You know, like it wouldn't have happened if you weren't in there. You know, it's just exactly. kind of like
a chef's kiss.
That's what Raina and Ashley call it, is the chef's kiss, right?
Well, actually, you can also queef from like exercise or any sort of physical activity.
Oh, yes.
That we used to be the thing when I was a kid. All the girls would be like, oh my God, can you do it? And we'd like stick our legs up in the air and
you'd
see.
Do it. Us too. Wait, you stuck your legs in the air?
Yeah, like you'd lie on your back and you'd like push your legs up towards like the roof or whatever. And then, like, roll yourself down. That was us.
Like, we used to do it like this. But like a bridge.
No, this is all new to me.
We didn't do that.
Okay, so at camp, we would have, like, a chat. Like, we'd be like, who can queef, like, on command? And the girls would, like, sit down and go like this and go, like, and, like, suck up air. Yeah. It's fun. It's fun to see what your body can do.
We would, like, lie on our backs and you'd kick your feet up. And then when you brought your legs like back down flat was when the air would be released. So like similar thing, but that was our way. I guess it's because we're
different
in a
position.
Hemisphere.
I'll try yours.
This is all news to me.
Yeah, you can like really suck up the air, really make it whoosh.
You can. You really can.
You really
buckets.
Can.
All right.
Okay, I think maybe, should we move to our next?
Yeah.
The next category is, actually, do you want to announce this one, Gav?
The next category is oral.
Woo! Mm.
Okay. So the first question is, any tricks on how not to gag so much during a blowjob?
Oh my God, is this a Cosmopolitan article circa 2003? But no, seriously, I guess...
We're Carrie Bradshaw.
We are Carrie Bradshaw, except for we don't say that bisexuality is a one-way trip to gay town. Yes, that's a direct quote.
Oh, my God. She did say that. So, yeah. Oh, God. No, we don't say
that. I've always fancied myself more of a Miranda anyway.
Miranda.
Honestly. Screw by erasure.
Legit. So any tricks on how to not gag so much during a BJ? Okay. understandable that sometimes deep throating can be really fun for you and them. If you are gagging, sometimes you might just want to take a break, start licking the shaft, start doing stuff with your hands, do a little licking under the frenulum. Do you guys know what the frenulum is?
Yes.
It's that little connection right under the head. It's like, oh, you know, the best part of a lychee nut? That's the frenulum. Okay.
Very specific.
Yeah.
If you can't find it, they can show you where it is. I promise.
Yeah. Touch the balls, lick the balls. But also, if you really, really, really want a deep throat, if that's something that gets you off, and if it's not just somebody that someone's like trying to like fuck your neck.
Fuck your neck.
Here. Fuck your skull. What's the thing?
Fuck your mouth.
Just trying to fuck you in the face. Fuck your face.
Your face.
Yeah. Fuck your face. Your not face. Fuck your neck.
But they're really trying to fuck your neck. Okay, but if you're really trying to deep throat because you want to and because you love it and because you're like, I need to have a full dick in my mouth. Humming. Yes. Having like basic stuff in your stomach. Like nothing that's going to like try not to eat like citrus or anything that like, what? Oh, I thought you just said shut the fuck up.
Oh no. No, the fucking ambulance.
And I was like, you can just start talking if you don't want me to talk anymore.
Shut the fuck up, Remy. Citrus? What are you Never. Talking about?
I'm just saying things that bother my Jewish stomach. So
go ahead.
That's it. I don't know. Anything that bothers your stomach. And also don't be stressed, I guess, because stress can sometimes make you puke.
Wait, did you say humming?
Yeah, humming.
Humming I've while you're sucking the dick.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Okay, I've never...
Yeah, because I guess it relaxes your vocal cords?
I tried it once and I thought it was fine. I feel like I just open up my throat as if I'm taking like a pill. But honestly, I don't deep throat that much. Unless it's like a birthday. Or like...
Happy birthday.
You graduated or something. No, that was like me in high school. I don't mean like me today.
I hope. Oh, God. Okay.
Sorry, guys. I've been reading way too many Twitter threads about Chris D'Elia and Jeff Ross hitting on or dating girls in their teens. I'm sorry. No, I only would blow guys on their graduation when I was in high school and also a teen. Don't hook up with teens unless you're a teen. How about that?
Yeah.
Like, what is... I know we're not going to get into this fully because it requires a much more serious conversation, and I've been, like, fucking enraged this week, and I don't think I have, like, my thoughts totally collected, but I will say this. Stop defending normalcy around being attracted to teens. That's not normal. That's weird. That's something society did that's fucking weird. If you're an adult person and you're attracted to teens, talk to somebody about that. But like, you guys know that like 18-year-olds exist, right? Like, you can be disgusting and still do it legally. But the fact of the matter is they don't want to do it legally. It's not a just attraction thing. It's a power thing. So yeah, we're going to talk about that more probably next episode. I know I did like a whole Instagram rant about it. And I was even thinking of calling out some specific comedians who have been not sexual assaulters themselves, but apologists, and that keeps the whole thing going. I've seen people this week put out jokes about victims instead of jokes about perps, and I'm very fucking disappointed. But again, we'll talk about that next time. About Chris D'Elia and Jeff Ross. If you guys haven't heard about those stories, please Google them. We intended to talk about them on the episode, but it is almost over. So we're probably going to do a few more questions, and then we'll probably do another one of these episodes and answer more of your questions, because there are way more categories and they're really good questions. So let's do a few more, and then, yeah, we'll be back next week either with another one of these episodes or with a guest. Who knows? We'll see.
Alrighty. Next question.
Wait, do you have any deep throating
gifts? Yeah, do you?
I don't have a gag reflex.
Oh, cool.
I'll leave that there.
Lucky for some.
You guys, his DMs are open.
nice Jewish boys to the front of the line.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Ooh. Or nice
and
Jewish girls.
BJs for NJBs.
BJs for NJBs.
BJs for NJBs. Okay, next question. How to give a BJ when your jaw hurts all the time? Kind of similar question. Don't. No, I'm just kidding. Just do different. I mean, you cannot.
Use your hands.
But use your hands.
You could not. Yeah. Or you could use your hands more.
Use your hands. Spit on your hands.
Switch it up.
But if it really hurts, just don't.
Yeah.
My jaw hurts all the time. And I'll usually just resort to hands or like licking the sides or like the frenulum.
Usually mine will hurt the next day.
Ooh. Next day?
Yeah.
Next day? Sex pains can either be like really good or like really bad that you have like flashbacks and then you're like, oh, this was not worth it.
Not a vibe. But I feel like if your jaw's hurting, don't put it through anything that's going to like aggravate it. Like you can switch it up and do other things, like you said.
Also, like I know that this is off topic.
Like, recuperate. Right.
But I just can't imagine enjoying head from someone who was in pain. You know,
yeah.
Like every time a guy has been like, my neck hurts, I'll be like, get a pillow.
Get up.
Get a pillow. Or get up. Yeah. Or like, come from the side.
Like, no, you're staying down.
No,
there.
No. Like, come from the side. Like change your angle, you know, like, or like just stop or whatever, you know,
or
like,
just stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, like there are different ways to do it. And like, surely it's not pleasurable for either party if someone's in pain. Like,
hopefully.
Well, hopefully.
Depends on the kink.
Unless you're into that.
Yeah.
We don't kink shame.
Depends on
right.
the kink.
Unless you're into that and that's part of it.
But if it's an uncomfortable
and the other
pain.
Person is in agreements with it. But if it's yes. just like.
Uncomfortable, yeah. painful, just switch it up.
Yeah.
I think this next one is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
The ultimate guide to oral sex for men to perform on women.
Mm. Okay, first of all, make us feel comfortable. A lot of us are not even comfortable receiving because
yes.
Society has told us that our vaginas are so gross to look at and smell and taste and like, why would you want to do that? So first be like, you are so hot. I'm so happy to be down here. I love your pussy. I love your face. I love your legs. Like, make it a full body experience. Robin is settling in. Okay.
For sure.
Make it a little tantric. It's not just you go straight for the vagina. That is my biggest pet peeve is when you're fooling around with somebody and then they immediately like just like
go straight there.
Go or whatever without like touching the rest of your butt. Touch their legs. Touch their butts. Squeeze their butts and their bodies. Then go down. Kiss the legs. Whoa. Then we're tingling. Then let's get some Kiven method involved. Okay. And that is oral from the side
yes.
so that the vulva owner's legs don't have to be splayed out because a lot of us like to have to tuck our butts under and like link our feet together. So if like this. So if you can alleviate us having to spread our legs and come from the side. We love that. I mean, I love it personally.
I feel like it would also be more comfortable for the person giving it because they're not like...
That's what I'm... Yeah. It's more comfortable
yeah.
because their neck doesn't hurt. They're coming at it from above. And for their arm, and this is part of the ultimate guide, then it has the positioning to go inside the vagina and stimulate like the come hither while licking from the top. And then it's like all of the good feelings. And maybe you even still have a hand on their butt.
Cause you have two hands.
That's
sometimes.
My guide. Now you know how to go down on me. Oh, and then just
noted.
Do it for like 45 minutes.
Just keep going. I feel like that's it. Like just make the person you're going down on comfortable because mm-hmm. if they're not having a good time.
You can involve toys too.
Yeah. Like communicate about
it. If you start off
it.
With a toy, that, like, you know that they like, I really like having that to, like, loosen me up, because then I'm like, okay, I'm already heightened. Now it's like you kind of come in for the alley-oop.
You just come in and finish it off.
You know the alley-oop?
Yeah.
It's like one guy throws it up, the other one dunks it. It's like, you're the dunk.
I would
Remy's
say also,
basketball coach session there.
Yes.
Some people have, like, a tendency to, like, if you see that, like, the vulva owner is, like, really enjoying it,
keep going.
Don't change it up.
Yeah. Don't switch it up.
Like, if you see that they're close,
do the same thing.
Just be consistent.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Actually, like, I think that's more important than anything I've said, is when you're doing the right thing and they say that feels good, keep doing it. And also, I don't remember what comic this was. It was a male comic. It's a really funny joke. And it's about, like, how he's like, most guys, when a girl says, ooh, that feels good, we think it means she's coming. She's actually saying, this is the first time I felt good this whole time.
Yeah.
Keep doing that.
Exactly.
Like, you finally found it.
Keep going.
Yeah.
But usually that's, like, the point where they're like, oh, okay, cool. I'll do, like, a cool maneuver and, like, finish her up real quick.
Right.
And it's like, that's not.
Right.
Also, if you have a vulva, like, don't be afraid to tell someone what you like either.
Totally.
Yeah.
And don't be afraid to ask, is this good? Do you like this? What are you thinking? You know, whatever. Like, do you mind if I go down here? Suction on the clit.
Yeah.
If you can do that, that's lovely. But also, every vulva is different. So, like, you have to experiment with how you're rubbing, the consistent, or, like, the pattern,
pressure.
The pressure. Yeah. All that stuff that we talked about with Vanessa in episode 4 this season. I think go back to Emily Morse's episode and Vanessa Marin's episode. I think those
great
are really
episodes.
Good too. I'm trying to think of, like, the ultimate guide. I don't want to leave any. Oh, include anal. Like,
anal play. Stimulate.
The thing
if
is,
they're into it,
it's, if
ask
they're
permission
into
first.
Yeah, it's like, it's a smorgasbord. It's like whatever they like the best, put those things together.
Yeah.
In
and
a
ask
nice
them
cocktail.
What they like. Ask them what they like to be able to give them that perfect cocktail.
Do you guys remember that scene from Friends where Monica's talking about how to give woman
seven,
an orgasm?
Seven. That's what I was thinking
one, two,
of when you were...
A one, two, three. A three, two, four, two.
That's what I was thinking
two,
of when you were
two,
explaining just before.
A five. Yeah, but it's literally like maybe even if, like, you take inventory of your erogenous zones before. Like, a lot of people will just be like, okay, like, what's the pussy-centric part of oral? But it's like, it's not all about that. Like, I like to be kissed on my neck before, or, like, in the thigh, you know, like.
And I feel like everyone has a different sort of erogenous zone.
Yeah, hit the zones like checkpoints and then go back.
Yep.
Yeah.
And if they say it's good, keep doing it.
Keep going. Don't stop. Yeah. And
right.
Also, what would be really hot is just showing your willingness to, like, be down there for a while.
Yeah.
Yes. Enthusiastic head is the best head.
Yeah. I think the best thing I could hear is if somebody was like, I'm going to set a timer for 45 minutes and then just go down on you, okay?
You just come right then and there.
Yeah. Then I'll come right then.
Yeah. They say they'll set a timer and that's what gets Remy going.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like we covered the next one kind of thing.
I think that we have given a lot of good information, answered a lot of great questions so far. So I think maybe we should just, like, leave it there. I think this is one of those episodes that, like, a bunch of people are going to send to the people they're hooking up with and be like, hey, could you, like, listen to this? Because it's chock full.
Yeah.
And because it's chock full, again, we didn't get to a lot of the sexual assault conversations and what's going on in the world of comedy that I wanted to get to. So if you want to see that unfiltered, I'm not ready for public life yet, because first I think I'm going to confront the people on a person-to-person basis instead of just calling them out on the podcast and see if I can appeal to their more logical senses that way. And then if I cannot, I'll blow them the fuck up. But if you don't have the patience for that, go to patreon.com/howcome. We'll have a whole like unedited video where we had the conversation. Actually, I just cut it out because I was like, you know, it's not really mature to call them out before calling them, you know? I mean, I like asked a lot of people and they were like, don't blow up people unless you're willing to talk to them one-on-one. And I think that's good advice. And so I'm going to do that. But if you're a loyal patron and you're the type of person that's not going to tell this person that I'm mad at them, sign up for patreon.com/howcome right now. And I'll tell you right now who I'm mad at. But don't make it public yet because we want to be able to convince them to start being a good one. You know, maybe look at things a different way. I don't know. And yeah, can you guys tell everybody where they can find you online if you want to be found?
You can visit my website and blog at nefeshwellness.com. That's N-E-F-E-S-H wellness.com. Or you can follow me on Instagram at @_lotus.revlon, R-E-V-L-O-N.
Okay, Rob, go.
You guys can find me on Instagram, Robin, R-O-B-Y-N, Kennedy with 3 N's, just because it wasn't taken.
You can always follow me at Remy Casimir. Follow the podcast at How Come. You guys rate, review, subscribe. We need you. We need you. We need you. If you, like, post about us, we love that. Oh my God, loving the front-facing videos of girls just being like, yeah, I had a hard time coming, and then I listened to this podcast. I'm like, hey, brave bitch. That amazes me. But if you are not that bitch yet, and a lot of us are not, because we started from very, I don't know, I don't want to say inexperienced, but I myself started from an inexperienced place. So give yourself time for that. But what you can do for us is rate, review, subscribe, leave us a nice review. It really helps us out and it helps us get better guests. And we love that. So if you want to hear extras, again, go to patreon.com/howcome. I have a feeling we're going to put up a shit ton of merch this week. So go to howcomepodcast.com if you want to check that out. Robin, Gavrielle, did you finish?
I did.
Oh, so many times, Dad. Like, you don't even understand. Remy, did you finish?
I think I could keep going, so I think we should do another one of these.
I mean,
next week, okay. Though.
I'm Kane.
We have a guest next week.
Oh, we do? Oh, okay. So then we'll do another one of these eventually. Later. But next week, we have an exciting guest. And I love you guys. And
love
thank you,
guys.
Yay. See you next time on How Come. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
We did it!
It's not you, it's me. I try so hard to finish honestly. They say you'll know when you go all the way from A right down to O. Oh no, I think that I still got a ways to go. Oh, oh. I'm sick of this and I have got to know. How come?
How come?
How come I can't achieve?
How come I can't achieve?
I'm rolling up my sleeves.
I'm rolling up my sleeves.
Oh baby, I believe these guests can help. Cause I can't do it by myself. I wanna just